Charles, 100.1.
Bible today to the 22nd chapter of Numbers. And the 21st verse, we shall read a few of the following verses. And Balaam rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyard, a wall being on this side and a wall on the other side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow path where was no way to turn either to the right or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled. And he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the mule. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, that now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of God standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. I want to talk about a fool on a mule in the middle of the road. A fool on a mule in the middle of the road. Webster says that a fool is a person without sense or judgment. One who acts unwisely. One who's stupid. Dunce. Dot. Boneheaded. Blockheaded. Chump. Nipwit. Lukehead. Nip Capone. Nitty. Saphead. Coot. I'm talking about a fool. In Proverbs, the first chapter and the seventh verse, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the fool despises wisdom, and instruction. So really, a fool is a person who just doesn't want to do right. For I often say in my own Flemingology that a man who doesn't know and know that he doesn't know and would like to know is a wise man. But a man who doesn't know and know that he doesn't know and doesn't want to know is a fool. There is a difference in being ignorant and foolish. Many things we are ignorant to, but we don't have to be a fool. Let me give it to you like this. A child may be ignorant to the fact that too much water will drown you. And you will tell a child, now listen, baby, I don't want you playing in this pool. That water will drown you when you can't swim. But a little baby is so ignorant to what water will do. If you don't watch a child, they will get in the water. Now that's not a fool, that's just an ignorant child. The child doesn't know. But a fool is a big old grown person. Know they can't swim and will get out there in all that water. That's a fool. Somebody has said, if you really want to make an enemy, just try to convince a fool that he's wrong. Some people can't wait until April Fool's Day to be a fool. They believe in being a fool every month. Someone else has said that the difference between a drunkard and a fool is that the fool thinks he's wise and a drunkard thinks he's sober. A wise man learns from mistakes, and a fool practices mistakes. A wise man knows more than he tells, but a fool tells more than he knows. God gave us two ears, two eyes, but one mouth. Hear more, see more, but talk less. And how many times have I told you that everything wears out on a person but his tongue? People's eyes get dim, steps get short, mind get feeble, but you ain't never heard of nobody's tongue wearing out. Get old and sick and still telling lies. A fool tongue is so long until it'll wrap around his own neck and choke him. Watch your tongue. I think I got another definition to what a fool is in my own theology. I think the difference between a wise man and a fool is that when a wise man speaks, his mind keeps running. But when a fool speaks, he has a mind like an automatic machine. The mind cuts off, but the tongue keeps running. That's a fool. When you see people talking about things and they don't know and not thinking, they're foolish. You have to watch your tongue. It's better to be silent like a fool than to talk like a fool. By the way, if you keep your mouth shut, people won't know you're a fool. But a fool just got to be heard. A fool just got to be noticed. The Bible speaks of some fools. The Bible speaks about foolish king named Saul. And when he finally came to his senses one day, Saul said, I've played the fool. It talks about a foolish woman named Job's wife who came to him and told him to curse God and die. It talks about the foolish farmer who made preparation to live but made no preparation to die. When God blessed him, he said, I'll build bigger barns and store up all of my wealth. And God said, thou fool, because he wasn't thinking about eternity. You're foolish. You're foolish when you think only of life and not afterlife. You're foolish when you live like you're going to be here forever. You're going to die one day, young people. And it talks about the foolish virgins that didn't have no extra oil in their vessels. You're foolish when you don't prepare for the next day. You're foolish when you don't save a little money for bad days. You're foolish when you spend all your rent money on Friday, not thinking that you're going to be hungry on Monday. And then it talks about the foolish heart. Because the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. What a fool. He needs to go back and study philosophy 101. And hear the great philosophical minds such as Immanuel Kant and Descartes and Plato and Aristotle talk about the argument of necessity, the ontological argument. And talk about the existence of God, and you'll come up with the realization that there is a designer behind all designs. And a creation behind all creation. A creator behind all creation. A fool has said there's no God. Well, all he has to do is open his eyes and look around him and see all of these millions of stars. 20 times, 100 times larger than the earth, you see. And somehow or another, they don't run into each other. Somebody keeping things intact. Just suppose one son decided to make a mistake and run into this world. It will roast us to death. But somebody has to be holding the sun 93 million miles away. Somebody has to be keeping those stars in place. Somebody got to be keeping things in order, because you know when people, when you don't watch over things, things tend to go wrong. There has to be a God somewhere. The fool said the world came from a big bang. Well, I go a little further with you scientists. If the world came from a bang, who made the bang? If you're going to have a bang, somebody had to be banging. Hello? Science said, the fool has said, God didn't make man. That man came from out of the sea and developed into some monkey. And from a monkey into an ape. Well, I went to the zoo the other day, and monkeys are still getting monkeys. I look like a monkey ought to make a mistake and have a man. But monkeys are still getting monkeys. God made this world. God scooped up the valley. Mountain spoke in his word, leap